Papa, thank you for what you've already done this morning. Thank you for the people who you've touched with different words and encouragement. So thank you. I pray that you'll continue to speak to our hearts as we look into your word. We thank you for that. Amen. Well, I want to build this morning a bit on a series that I did last month and also some thoughts that Kevin shared when Kevin and Steph preached. So we're going to start by looking at an Old Testament scripture, Numbers 6, 22 to 27. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, 'This is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.' So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them." Who can tell me who Aaron and his sons were? Right, they're priests. Who can tell me what you and I are? Priests. Jesus has made each and every one of us priests and kings. He has given us the same privilege as was given to Aaron and his sons. Where God said, "I want you to proclaim a blessing over the people." When you proclaim words of blessing, I will bless. Let me say that again, because I saw a couple of you got that. God's saying, when you proclaim words of blessing, I will bless. What is God waiting for? He's waiting for our words. See, it's an interesting thing here, the last verse, verse 27. "I will put my name on them." He's saying, when you bless, I will put my name on those you bless. What does he mean by that? God has many names. The reason he has many names is because he is so vast and magnificent and powerful and awesome that we need all these different names to try and get a glimpse of the extent and bigness and awesomeness of God. So you have names like Jehovah Rapha, "I am the God who heals you." You have names like Redeemer, which means God is the one who pays the price to bring us back to himself. So when the Lord says, "I will put my name on those you bless," he's saying, "I will put my power and my ability to be that thing on those people." Again, when? When we bless. How many of us are waiting for God to bless? God's saying, "I will do it when you bless." See, let's look at another scripture. Mark 11:23. "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." Most of us have learnt the fact that when we come to pray for the sick, we see far greater results if we speak to the mountain of sickness than if we ask God to do something. Who has discovered that? Good. Be great to see a few more hands. See, if you're asking God to do something that he's already done, he's saying, well, why don't you believe in what I've already done? Why are you asking me to do it? I've done it. When we proclaim it and declare it and say, be healed in Jesus' name, we see people healed. Why? Because we're speaking in faith. We're not begging God and saying, oh, God, he's such a nice man. He's so kind and compassionate. Won't you please help him? I'm sure it'll be a great testimony to everyone around if you just heal this wonderful man, because they all know what such a nice man he is. And God's saying, well, what if you're praying for somebody who's not a nice man? See, God wants to heal them too. Why? Because God's love. He's already paid the price for full and complete healing. We don't earn it. We don't even ask for it. And that is a stretch for some of you. We don't ask, we receive. Good place to just quietly nod your head. The same thing happens with blessing. We tend to ask God to bless. Oh God, bless Diane. Good. She is. But what if we released blessing according to this verse here? No, one before. God blesses when we bless. So what does it mean to bless? Let's have a look. The Greek word is eulio. I'm really having fun with my words this morning. First part of that you means good. And the second part of the word comes from the word logos, which means words. That's why we can bless God. We take good words and we speak them to God. We bless him. But we also are able to bless one another. Some of you may have come from a traditional church background and used to the word eulogy. Heard of the word eulogy? They even have eulogies at funerals where you're meant to get up and say nice things about the person. Okay? So what does it mean when we bless somebody? Well, to bless is to release words, good words, that empower a person according to the goodness and grace of God. See, bless you is not something that we say after somebody sneezes. The devil loves it when it has been weakened to that. But as priests, we have the power to bless. And when we say, bless you, that there is a weight to those words that releases the blessing of heaven over a person's life. And I believe Papa wants us to start to walk in that identity, that as his sons and daughters, we have the power to bless. And we are to use our words to bless and to bring life to people. See, our words can empower others. Most of us recognize it from the negative side, who have had words over them that have disempowered them. Things like, you're stupid, you can't do that, we don't want you. Most of us have known what it is to be disempowered by words. But the positive is greater. Light is always greater than darkness. The power of words to empower is greater than the power of words to disempower. And when we recognize the power of words to speak into somebody's life and to empower them to fulfill the purpose of God, that's what we do when we bless. Let's have a look at this next scripture. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification or necessary building up. Who finds that they need to be built up? It's necessary. We can all nod on that one. Yeah, it's necessary. That it may impart grace to the hearers. What's grace? God's favor? Any thoughts more on what grace is? God's ability. Yes, taps into inheritance. Your words release God's favor, God's blessing, God's purpose, God's inheritance, God's ability over a person's life. That's huge. And the problem is many times we don't recognize that we have that ability, so we stay silent. I believe God wants an army of blessers, an army of people that go around and release his blessing over people. Unfortunately, the church has been known worldwide as an army of judgmental, critical, and even cursing people. I believe that grieves the heart of God. See, what would it look like if we started to use our words to build up people and cities and nations? And instead of judgment, we brought the grace of God. What would our nations look like? Good word. Awesome. I want to finish by looking at a verse this morning, but first of all, I want to put that verse in context, okay? So we're going to look at a couple of verses before it and just pick up the heart of what's happening. So we're going to go to John 20, starting with verse 20. This is Jesus. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." This is Jesus risen from the grave, risen victorious over sin, over death. And he comes and he stands in the midst of his disciples and he releases peace to them. He not only does that, but he breathes on them and he releases the Holy Spirit into them. They are born again. They are filled with the Spirit of God. And he's saying, "I'm sending you now." Now, what do you think? I don't think any of you got your Bibles open. Just keep looking at me. What do you think Jesus' next words will be? He has told them to go into the world. He has empowered them. He has imparted peace to them. Not only that, he has breathed his own spirit into these men. Now what's he going to say? Interesting thought. Yep, go into all the world. That's a thought. Be joyful. Be full of life. Be victorious. Have an awesome life. What would you say? Well, let's see what the Lord of Glory said. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. What huge authority he put into our hands. What's Jesus saying there? He's saying that if we use our words to forgive and release people, their sins are forgiven. Not because they asked, but because we asked. But what has the church by and large done? The church by and large has seen people who've been involved in sin, and they have spoken judgment and condemnation over them. And what has happened? Their sins have been retained. What does sin do? Sin separates people from God. Sin brings hopelessness. It brings death. It brings separation. It causes people to commit suicide. It causes people to be so bound in shame and hopelessness and guilt and condemnation that they don't go anywhere near the church. But Jesus said, if you forgive them their sin, their sin is forgiven. What does that mean? That means that the love and the goodness of Almighty God will start to touch their life. What leads people to repentance? Is it judgment and condemnation and telling them how awful they are and how they don't deserve anything better than hell? No, friends, that's not how God leads people to himself. It is the goodness and the mercy of God that brings people to himself. And when the church learns to bless, the church will open the doors for the salvation of multitudes. God wants us to be those who know how to handle sin and to forgive it and release it so that person can be free. See, what do you do with a wayward child? What do you do with somebody who's in your family or a workmate and they've just gone totally off the rails, they've walked away from God, they've just rubbed it all in your face and said, I don't want any of that. What do you do? If you forgive them and you start to bless them, their sin does not stay with them. And guess what? God's love starts to break through. What about that workmate? That colleague that nobody wants anything to do with, because of their lifestyle, because of their language, because of their sin, because of whatever. You may even feel like you hate their guts, if I can be that blunt with a microphone in my hand. I don't know whether you're meant to be that blunt when you're holding a microphone. What do you mean to do with that? Pray and say, God, you change them? What have you started to bless them? What if you started to proclaim over them that they are loved? What if you started to declare that Jesus died for them? That the bondage that is holding them back is broken by the power and the love of Jesus? See, who do we want to speak for? Jesus said that it's the devil who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And there's far too many Christians speaking for him. Floods, natural disasters, earthquakes, they don't come from Papa God. His heart is to bless. And he's longing to bless, but he's waiting for a people who will bless first. Because when we bless, he blesses. When we speak, he puts his name on that person. Because somebody in your life that needs God, bless them. Jesus said, if somebody's a pain. No, Jesus didn't put it that way. He said, love your enemies. And pray for those who despitefully use you. Why? Because if you bless them, God will bless them. If you ask for their forgiveness, they're forgiven, whether they've asked for it or not. Isn't that huge? The man that was let down through the roof, his friends pulled the roof apart because Jesus was in the house, and they let the friend down through the roof. Jesus looked at him and said, your sins are forgiven. Why? Because so much sickness is attached to sin. Or what if we went round forgiving sin? I think the number of people healed would vastly increase. So how do we bless? Let me give you some practical suggestions. It's to say words like, I release over you in Jesus' name health or prosperity or favor or a new job. Things like, I bless you with, or I declare, I proclaim. Now, most of us have trouble with this. Why? Because it's saying I. We are far more comfortable with saying, God, you bless. God, you heal. God, you do this. We have to know our identity. And Lynn touched on it earlier about recognizing the fact that we are royalty, that we are God's kids. When we know who we are, we know what we can say. It's time for us to bless. In fact, I want some people who are going to help me bless this morning. I want about four or five people to jump up. stand up to your feet right now. I'm going to use you on the altar call to bless.